Building number 3, located at 5 East Main Street, was originally a single-family residence constructed around 1843 by Alexander Conduit. Around 1885, it became G.A. Keller Hardware when G.A. Keller constructed a one-story frame building on the street side of the lot and used Conduit's single-family residence as a hardware store warehouse or storeroom, which was torn down in 1907. Keller's Hardware operated in the single-story frame building until 1907, when construction began on the current building, which is a two-story brick building that you see before you. While Keller was constructing this building, he moved the one-story frame structure out into the middle of East Main Street and continued operating his hardware store while he was constructing the brick building. This outraged many local citizens because it disrupted traffic and interfered with commerce. Complaints were made to the town government, and eventually Keller was compelled to move his building to a different location. Using logs and teams of horses, Keller moved the building down Main Street to its current location at 155 West Main Street, where since 1910 it has been used as a single-family residence with a rear addition made in 1957. The second floor of the Keller building has an all-wooden floor, which was ideally suited for basketball games. And from the early 1900s until 1921, all of Mooresville High School's home basketball games were played on the second floor of Keller Hall. After 1921, when Mooresville High School home basketball games were played in the basketball arena, which was next to the old high school, now on the Newby campus, the second floor of the Keller building was converted to a roller skating rink. Building number 4, located at 9 East Main Street, is known as the Conduit Building, constructed by Allen Conduit in 1870 to 1871. It was the home of Conduit's dry goods store between 1870 and into the 1880s. G.R. Scruggs opened his dry goods store there in 1891 and operated until 1918. At that time, it became Sellers and Bellows Department Store, which ran at the location between 1918 and 1929. Bellows bought out Sellers and operated a department store himself between 1929 and 1938. When Benjamin Jones became a partner, the store became Bellows and Jones Department Store in 1938, operating under that name until 1950, when B.F. Jones bought out Bellows, and it just became the Jones Department Store from 1950 up until the middle 1960s. Building number 5, located at 11 and 13 East Main Street, was known as the Redmond Lodge Building, constructed by Dr. Amos Regan in 1904. It was also operated as G.R. Scruggs Dry Goods between 1904 and 1918. The upstairs portion, however, was reserved for the Redmen Lodge. From 1904, the building became used as Bernstein's Scrap Store in the 1920s. Watson's Drug Store operated there from 1930 into the 1940s when it became Brown's Rexall Drug Store, which operated there until the 1970s. Sometime during the 1970s, Ward's Apparel operated in the Redmond Lodge building, and today, Zydeco's 5 Restaurant operates there. Building number 6, located at 15 East Main Street, was originally a two-story frame building constructed sometime before 1920, at which Bernstein's Grocery operated. It was replaced around 1920 by the current single-story concrete block building, in which A&P Grocery operated between 1926 and 1942. This became Voles & Son Grocery in 1942 through 1948. Western Auto Parts Store operated there in the 1950s. It was a used appliance store in the 1980s and a karate and martial arts training facility in the 1990s up until just a few years ago. Building number 7, located at 19 East Main Street, is a single-story building constructed sometime between 1901 and 1920. It was the home of Dale Sheets Appliance Store in the 1940s, and also to Mental Health Association in Morgan County in the 2000s. Building number 8, located at 21 East Main Street, is known as the Jake Mann Building, constructed by Jake Mann in 1919. This was the home of Boatwright's Market from 1919 through the 1920s. It was also the home of Voles's Grocery between 1940 and 1948. Gibbs Regal Market was located here between 1948 and 1956, this being the same Gibbs who later operated an Ace Hardware store in the Keller Building. Brown took over from Gibbs at this location and renamed the establishment Brown's Regal Market, which operated here from 1956 until 1965. The building has been used as dentists' offices since the 1970s. Building number 9, located at 23 East Main Street, is the Jake Mann Building, constructed by Jake Mann in 1919. It was the home of McCarty's Dreamland Theater, which was a movie theater that operated there from 1919 to 1921. It was purchased by Clark, who operated Clark's Idle Hour Theater from 1921 until about 1930. It became the Allison's Ritz Theater in 1932 and operated there under that name until 1951, when it became the Town Theater through the 1960s. In the early 1970s, it became the Mooresville Times, which continues to operate at that location.